following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Flying Ace Friday on the Huge Show across Michigan, presented by Flying Ace Small Batch American-Made Whiskeys. Look for it in local stores all across Michigan or online at FlyingAceSpirits.com. It is a Flying Ace Friday on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to get together on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. 19 stations strong for the one close to you. Go to thehugeshow.net. Inside this hour, Graham Couch, opinion maker for the Lansing State Journal, also a co-host on the world-famous Couch in the Rube podcast. He'll join us here in a few moments. Anthony Broom will check in next. From the Wolverine.com on Michigan's spring game, Couch on State's spring football showcase with Mr. Smith. Oh, my God, that quarterback Aiden Childs. I said he'd be the best quarterback in the Big Ten a month ago. Tom just joined us hour one. Said, I don't want to hype people, and I've seen a lot of practices for Michigan State, but this guy is a real deal, according to my sources. So we'll talk about Michigan State spring game, Michigan spring game. I do think both schools could build it up and hype it and do things and put a concert, you know, before or after the game. They really could make it larger than life. And they do it like, oh, we just have to do it. Right? I wish the NCAA, which, by the way, approved the two-minute warning and also communications with the quarterback now on the plays. A tribute to Corporal Connor Stallions for service above and beyond the call of duty and the rules. Here's to you, you stallion. Why not have a real spring game? Oh, people are going to get hurt. It's football. Those guys can get hurt in practice. They play 12 games during the season. Have a spring game. And I've said this before. Because you'll look at like college soccer, the women play in the fall. In the spring, they do a spring schedule where the teams go. You know, Aquinas might play Western. Western might play Michigan. Michigan might play Notre Dame, whatever. They do a schedule. Do an actual spring game. The school can make money. You can find a charity you connect with every spring. And you bring in a quality opponent. And you play it just like it's game day. And people tailgate. Oh, we're gonna get hurt. It's football. Oh, we don't need it. And I did see the Michigan Football Frenzy tweeted out a poll earlier this week, Superfly, and I'll ask Mark Ewell next week about it. That, and for what Twitter polls are worth, there's an overwhelming number of high school football fans, coaches, people connected to high school sports who want some form of spring practice for Michigan high school football team. Some form with one spring game. I like that. Now, I know Ewell, when we talked about it, I think a month ago when we were down at the Michigan High School Athletic Association headquarters in Lansing, he said the problem is that, like, you know, Georgia, Texas, Louisiana, those southern schools, Florida, that do spring football, they end their spring sports in early May, and then they do their spring football for like a month afterwards. I don't think it would cannibalize other sports. I don't. You know, you get kids like who are playing club sports. Like I got my good friend, the little big man, Liam Bell. I think he's doing lacrosse, baseball, and hockey right now, and he's 11. Son of Whitney Bell, the defensive coordinator at Caledonia from Sault Ste. Marie in the UP, also connections to Ferris State University. You could schedule it around. You could do your spring practice and still get it in. You could have like 4 days of hitting. You could pull it off. I think you could. Just like I believe at the D1 level, have an actual game in the spring. Have an actual game. Well, it's not going to count for anything. No, it will give you a true gauge of your team. You get a game day experience for everybody who hasn't had it. The fans roll in. You sell tickets. You make some money. You have a charity you attach it to every spring. It gets on TV, and everybody's happy. Oh, well, we know. We're going to get guys hurt. All right. Someone gets hurt in mid-April. They have, what, 4 months to recover. Guys can get hurt every practice. It's just my opinion that spring football and the evolution of how big things have become would be good. And if you play your backups, you play your backups. It's a game. Who cares? I think Anthony Broom cares about Michigan football from the Wolverine.com. He is standing by. We shared his tweet on his story on what to expect tomorrow. And Sherrone Moore's first, we'll call it a scrimmage slash game as Michigan's new head football coach. Anthony is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
All right. Before we get to the actual game, what are your thoughts about with all the networks now, with how much college football has grown, that you had everybody piling into the bank, cashing checks connected to college football? What about a real spring game to end all the workouts? It would be an actual game day. I know it wouldn't count on anything, on any ledger, but I think it would be attractive TV. I think it would be great for programs to showcase what they have, to play young guys who won't get TV time in the fall. Where do you stand on an actual spring game for not only D1, but I'm talking maybe even D2 and D3 schools?
Yeah, it's an interesting idea because, again, operating under the assumption that the format's going to stay the same, Michigan's going to be fully live tomorrow with their own guys, kind of thumping up against each other. So, I mean, would I rather see, Michigan play Western Michigan in April, mid-April, as kind of like an exhibition, like you, in your lead, and you said for charity? I think I would rather see that. It gives you an opportunity to just get some of these guys' experience against, live bullets against a team in a different colored uniform. So, to me, I think it's an interesting idea. I know that, not all, some teams do their spring game where it's just basically a glorified 7-on-7. Other teams treat it like the Pro Bowl. But if you're going to play an actual spring game, I would love to see some kind of exhibition like that. I think that'd be really neat. And yeah, in that case, you probably don't play, it'd be like an NFL preseason game. You play your starters, a drive or two, and then
there you go.
You turn it over to the second, third, fourth rung of your roster. So I'd be down for it. I don't think it's a bad idea at all.
Yeah, I think really just you can call it, college football, D1 preseason, D2 preseason. I think schools could schedule an opponent that would create some fan interest, and you come up, it's kind of like when Jacksonville flies up to practice for a week and then they play the Lions in an exhibition game, right?
Yeah, I could see it. I would love to see it, actually. Again, I think it does more for everyone on April 20th where the games don't count, as opposed to, hey, let's write Central Michigan a check for $2 million and beat them 51-7, in week one. To me, those are glorified preseason games, but I would love to see something more of a bit of a unified team front, because to be frank with you, and I'm sure we'll talk about this, when you do these split squad type of scrimmages, you've got offensive lines split up, you've got quarterbacks and skill players split up, so it's not truly indicative of the work that was put in over the last 4 or 5 weeks, in my opinion.
And in that work for Sherrone Moore now, replacing Harbaugh, and Anthony Broom from the Wolverine.com is joining us on the Meyer guest line. that work really is on the offensive side of the ball. It begins with quarterback, depth at running back, who will be the go-to wide receivers. Tight ends are strong. O-line shouldn't be that bad. What are things you're looking for tomorrow when it comes to Michigan football?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, when you hone in on these spring game type of exhibitions, is you're looking more at individual performances. Again, you know, the offensive lines might not look very good tomorrow because they're mixed up of probably the groups that you won't even see play together this year. So to me, like, I'm going to look at how Alex Orji is processing and making good decisions with the football. I'm going to look at how, you know, as long as he's in the game, how decisive Donovan Edwards is with his cuts. You know, and if enough enough guys show out, you can get, you know, a sense for what position group ranks where. But, you know, I just remember a couple years ago, you know, Mason Graham comes to Michigan as a true freshman. He's an early enrollee. I think he was a high three-star guy, maybe a low four-star. I don't remember the ranking off the top of my head, but he came into Michigan spring game and looked the most advanced of any player I think maybe I've ever seen in terms of how they looked playing that position as a freshman. So on that same token, you have guys like last year's spring game where Peyton O'Leary goes off. I think he was the game's MVP, or, you know, had a big day, like 6-7 catches or something like that. And then you don't hear from them. So to me, I mean, you take some of the things you see with a grain of salt, but sometimes you know what good looks like too. And you know, I always cite that Mason Graham example of, you know, it was pretty clear he's going to be a special player right off the bat.
So what are some of the hidden areas you think that, you know, you, Clayton Safey, Chris Ballas, Skeen, Johnny Borden, the Wolverine.com team, and others who follow the team on a daily basis will be looking at that fans won't notice, but something you guys want to see? What would be at the top of that list for Michigan?
I think something I'd like to see is the depth at defensive back. I mean, we know that Will Johnson is a star. He's another one of those guys that could be a first rounder next year, but, you know, not a proven number two on the other side of him. You have two young guys in DJ Waller and Jair Hill who are making strides, but still just true sophomores. And, you know, it's an uphill battle in a defense that is kind of complicated to play. So defensive back, certainly with Rod Moore's injury, it doesn't sound like Quentin Johnson's going to go either. So it's pretty much Makari Page and then a bunch of young guys getting reps back there. For me, I think it's less about what the position, you know, what X position group performs like. But, you know, something that made this team so special the last few years is how deep they were. You know, I want to see that depth. I want to see, you know, in these spring games the last few seasons, they sub in the second team, the third team, and the compete level was still high. The give a crap level was still high. The talent level, to be frank, there wasn't a huge drop off. So to me, I think I really want to see what the separation looks like between that first team and then some of these guys who are getting kind of thrown into the fire here, filling these roles that were left behind by all these guys that are going to get drafted next weekend.
Anthony Broom from the Wolverine.com. They have total team coverage on Michigan spring game. You can see it on Fox, I think, at noon tomorrow. So regardless of what we see and don't see at the Big House in Ann Arbor tomorrow, Anthony, well, in the quarterback position, if it's really bad tomorrow, do they go grab a transfer portal QB, or is it still working with what they got?
It's tough to say because really, you know, we're almost 1 week into the portal opening up, and I'm not seeing a tangible upgrade up there or out there right now, even in terms of, you know, backup quarterback, third string quarterback. So I'm going to take what I see tomorrow with a grain of salt when it pertains to the quarterbacks, good or bad. You know, there's a lot of guys that don't have a ton of experience. There's going to be some variance there in how they perform one day versus what they do the next day. It's a delicate situation, too. And it's something that everyone's kind of dealing with in college football, where you don't necessarily want guys to know they're not in the running for the job or that that job is getting recruited over, because depth is also important. So I think when we look at quarterback movement, it's going to be really interesting. And again, I don't know of potential targets. I don't know who might still jump into the portal as it's open through April 30th. But once the dust clears on this spring game and probably into the early stages of next week to midweek, maybe we get a sense of if there's, I hate to say it, maybe some tampering going on behind the scenes. You know, everyone's doing the quiet part out loud these days. And, you know, if the word gets out there that Michigan feels like it's a quarterback away, maybe you see someone jump from somewhere else. And maybe that's something that's being back-channeled. I don't know that. I will say this, over the last week or so, week to 10 days, it does feel like the tone has kind of changed from people expecting Michigan to be a player in this quarterback market to, you know what, they are content and might be comfortable to run with Alex Orji or, you know, whoever surges past him. So to me, I think that's where we're kind of at right now. It's really got to be a tangible upgrade that can bring something to this team, to raise the ceiling of this team. And I, again, like I said earlier, I'm not going to put a lot of stock into what we see. You know, J.J. McCarthy didn't have the greatest spring game last year, and Cade McNamara struggled in a couple spring games at Michigan. So for me, I'm just right now, I don't see that solution out there. I think they're going to have to figure it out in-house.
Anthony Broome, you can figure everything out when it comes to Michigan athletics with a team from the Wolverine.com. Clayton Savy, Chris Ballas, Doug Skeen, Johnny Borden, and Anthony all following what will happen and also evaluate what we all see in Michigan's spring game tomorrow at the Big House. All that at the Wolverine.com. Anthony, enjoy the scrimmage. We'll talk Monday and look back on what you liked and didn't like.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
All right, Anthony Broome checking in on the Meyer guest line. Meyer proud to welcome back the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give Father's Day week in June at the historic Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of GR. Tourney, ticket info, and more. Go to MeyerLPGAClassic.com. That's MeyerLPGAClassic.com. And then a couple of weeks later, I'll be with our friends from the Dow Championship, formerly known as the Great Lakes Bay Invitational, two-person LPGA team event, now titled the Dow Championship, final week in June. And the huge show is proud to elevate our partnership with everybody connected to the Dow Championship on the LPGA Tour. To all the callers online, stick around. We'll get to your huge opinions. And Graham Couch, opinion maker for the Lansing State Journal and also a co-host on the Couch in the Room podcast. We'll talk about Coach Jonathan Smith and Michigan State spring football next.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge. We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeyerLPGAClassic.com.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's D-O-E-R-E-N-M-A-Y-H-E-W or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone. From Bubba Coo's Burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's Chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new Food District. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000, and you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan on a Flying Ace Whiskey Friday. American made, bottled in Michigan. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers in stores all across Michigan. You'll see the QR code where you can donate to Folds of Honor Michigan chapter and help the children here in Michigan of men and women injured or killed in combat, or the children of men and women who are our first responders serving and protecting our cities, counties, and state. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across Michigan and donate today. And thank you for helping our heroes. I think Graham Couch, opinion maker, Lansing State Journal, also Couch in the Root podcast, a co-host, wanted to get his thoughts on the first spring of Coach Smith as the man in charge of Michigan State football. And Graham is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good. From when he was introduced to where we are today on the eve of their spring showcase tomorrow at Spartan Stadium in East Lansing, what are your thoughts on Coach Smith?
Yeah, well, there are a couple things I think he's done well. It's hard to know, right? I mean, they haven't played a game. They've had spring practice, mostly behind closed doors. But I think the thing that so far, the guys who stuck around, some of the bigger recruits of the Mel Tucker era included on defense, and some of their buy-in and how they've gone about getting that buy-in from those players, I think has been important. Now, obviously, the transfer portal just opened up last week. We'll see if all this sticks after the spring game and everything. But there's a lot of guys who appreciated the harsh analysis of their own games. There are a lot of guys who kind of went through it last year and were welcoming to that. And so I think they've got some decent buy-in right now. Now, we'll see how that sticks. And I think, the vibes are usually good when you have a new coach. But it's the returning guys who are key guys or supposed to be key guys that I think I'm watching most. And so far, things have been good with them.
Everything from a distance, and I know there are no games played until we get to the fall, but just the way he's handled everything, I like it. I like how quick he moved on his staff. I like how he brought some of the key pieces of his offense, his style, to East Lansing that I think will help this team be much better than people will think and come out of the box strong, which will create a wave of support for Coach Smith. So, yeah, again, you got to deal with what you have as a roster. You can add to it through the portal, obviously recruiting, but I would say, based on where they were prior to his hiring, Michigan State football is in a pretty darn good spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're in about as good a spot as they could be. Right. The most impressive thing that he did to me was those initial 4 weeks where you're trying to hire a staff and you're trying to land your first recruiting class and you're dealing with the transfer portal. I thought that was a really well done first month, and that's a hard month, and probably too hard in college football. They probably need to move the high school football signing day back to February. But I think there's nothing that stands out right now that you say, boy, that's a red flag, or that doesn't look great. I mean, it may not look great this year on the field. We'll see. I tend to think their defense is going to be pretty okay, at least. And I think their offense could be a work in progress. I think that, you know, they're introducing an entirely new offense, that the receivers and everybody and the blocking schemes up front, and, you know, and that's an area where there wasn't an overabundance of talent to begin with. And so I think that could be a place where you have growing pains in year one, but that's to be expected. The thing with a new coach is what you want is competence and promise. And you know, you can do that and have a season that's sort of in the middle.
Yeah, and that season in the middle, Aiden Childs, from some people connected to, you know, Michigan State football, former players who have been at practices or been to some practices, I'm looking at the Big Ten, and I'm looking at a conference where I'm trying to go down the checklist of returning stud QBs. I start there, high school league, you know, NFL, you name it, college football. Do you have a quarterback coming back? That usually dictates if you're going to be in the hunt. And I'm not saying they're in the hunt for the Big Ten title, but in terms of maybe having the best quarterback by the time the season ends, that it could be Aiden Childs.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that, I mean, he was, you know, he's a first-year starter this year. He's a true sophomore. And so those are things to consider. Like, you know, I mean, I think he's got a lot of talent. He's obviously a true dual-threat guy. But quarterback is a position that's also largely based on reps, you know. And so I don't know what are fair expectations. I know expectations will be high. People are excited about him. I don't know that if in year one, it's possible he'll be fantastic. But quarterbacks are also made by the decisions they make and, you know, the playmakers around them. And so it'll be interesting to see how quickly it comes together for them.
Where's the NIL situation for Coach Smith of Michigan State football compared to what Izzo has? And again, you got less numbers on a basketball roster at MSU. But in terms of NIL money, where they can compete for players, and I'm talking college football recruits and portal guys, where's Michigan State on that level?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's in transition. I mean, I think it's a level where they have some committed people with major money, and that's good. I mean, Greg Williams is, has loads and loads of money. You know, you're talking about a billionaire here. And he is now in charge of the collective Spartan Nation NIL that'll, you know, be in charge of football and men's basketball and some other sports. There's another collective that I think is really has 11 other sports that's more donor driven and has a charitable component. The question is, can you raise and are you willing to put in, 11 to 15 million a year or whatever it's going to cost you and to have a competitive football program? And about, you know, I think even this next year, the things they promised, and it's cost a lot. I don't know. I know that was, from what I've heard, that the bill that was due this spring, and, you know, guys are stuck in the program, so I'm guessing some of those guys have been taken care of okay. But SD4L, which had been the previous collective, you know, when... is no more as a collective. And that was always going to be the case, I think, once they pulled out on the team late last September. It's still to be seen whether there is the will among the top donors and the donors underneath them, and whether they can really get a machine going, and whether this is the wave of the future exactly as is. There's going to be some component of it, though. And so, I'm not sure if Michigan State is a place, unless it's billionaires really just want to do it, that can do that kind of money annually. But we're going to find out.
So in terms of Coach Smith of Michigan State football, and you mentioned, you know, some of the other sports, another collective based on donors, how does it work for NIL money for Izzo to get recruits and also keep players?
Yeah, well, so Izzo has got it got a little different deal in the sense that, you know, as long as Izzo's there, I think Ishbia and St. Andre and Williams, these guys are committed. They want to be in the Izzo business. And, you know, they've got several million that he's got as a payroll. And so it's a good deal. Now, that number keeps going up everywhere. You look at the numbers you're hearing in Indiana right now as their roster may get to $7 million next year in basketball. And this is where the Blue Bloods truly have, you know, an advantage to being old-school Blue Bloods. A place like Indiana is desperate to win again. And they don't care about football like they care about basketball. And their old money is going to give the football or the basketball to whatever degree they need to. And you see them, you know, reports of more than $1 million at least is being asked for Omar Ballo, the transfer center out of Arizona, who averaged 12 and 10 a game. Good player. But if you bring that into your locker room and he's making double what your next best player is or your leading scorer is slated to make next year or something like that, how does that play? I think it's a delicate, tricky situation. Michigan State has some advantages other places don't. They've been able to keep guys and not depend on the portal. Some would say, you know, not enough. They haven't gone into the portal, but they don't need to go in and buy 3, 4, 5 guys every year. But you're going to, I mean, you look at Indiana and Illinois, places where you're in the sort of the basketball belt of America and places that are basketball schools first, truly basketball schools first, where you have desperate donor bases and fan bases. Those are the schools that have an advantage. Michigan State's up there in the Big Ten, but it's not the top.
Graham Couch, opinion maker, Lansing State Journal, also a co-host on Couch in the Roo podcast. You can find wherever you download podcasts. Joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan, talking about Michigan State's spring football game. They're calling it the Showcase tomorrow at Spartan Stadium. Gates open at 12:15, 2 o'clock. Everything will get started in EL. You can follow all the spring showcase action with Lansing State Journal and Couch in the Roo podcast. Graham, always good to hear your voice. Enjoy the weekend.
Sounds great. Talk to you soon, Bill.
All right, Graham Couch checking in on the Meyer guest line. Chris Ballas from thewolverine.com on Michigan's spring game tomorrow at noon at the Big House. Ballas will join us next. We also have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. What do you think of the Lions' new uniforms? I love the black and the blue helmet. I love it. I think that should be their primary uniform. Oh, it doesn't showcase Honolulu blue and silver. I'm okay with that. I think that black uni is going to be twice a year. The blue's an upgrade. The whites, when I saw the full package for the white, I'm like, so I'm asking you with our Flying Ace Whiskey, huge question of the day, what do you think of the Lions' new uniforms? You can join us at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text HUGE to 21,000. And speaking of texting, if you want to get in on the weekly drawing for Tigers tickets, courtesy of Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network, just text TIGERS to 21,000. That's TIGERS to 21,000. You just have to do it once and you'll be in the weekly drawings through the end of May. And if you're looking to buy Tigers tickets for select games in April and May, and you want to save 15% on each ticket, go to tigers.com/huge show. That's tigers.com/huge show. Speaking of the Huge Show, every once in a while we have emotional outburst on air, off air. It's just part of what makes doing this show fun and also a pain in the ass at times for both Superfly and myself, and maybe even some of our in-studio guests. This was a little over an hour ago when Jim Comperoni from SpartanMeg.com, when his call went to dial tone for the second straight time. I think Comp is back. How you doing, buddy?
I'm okay, Bill. I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you get disconnected. What's he doing? What are you doing? What's he doing? No, what's he doing? Are you hanging up on him? That's twice.
Oh, you know, people need to listen to themselves to understand that I'm psycho.
I am flat out psychotic. I think Comp is back. How you doing, buddy?
I'm okay, Bill. I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you get disconnected. What's he doing? He is. What are you doing? What's he doing? No, what's he doing? Are you hanging up?
Who's on
him
first?
That's twice.
Oh my God!
I need help. I really do.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Now, they're located less than an hour north of GR, so if you're listening in West Michigan, you can make the day drive up less than an hour, play 18 at Tullymore, have lunch, and play 18 at St. Ives. They offer 36 World Championship golf holes, stay and play packages, accommodations, food, weddings, receptions, business outings, business events, and more. All waiting for you less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. And they service the entire state, the Midwest, and even coast to coast with their national recognition, as Tullymore has been honored as one of the top public courses in America. So book your tee time today. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay and play package today at TullymoreGolf.com. Tullymore, less than an hour north of GR in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in, and also our friends from Coppercraft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to the Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the Huge NFL Draft Watch Party Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan on a Flying Ace Whiskey Friday. Look for the Flying Ace bottleneckers on bottles in stores all across Michigan. You'll see the QR code where you can donate immediately to help Michigan children and men and women injured and killed in combat, or first responders injured or killed in the line of duty while serving and protecting. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottleneckers on Flying Ace Whiskey bottles all across Michigan. Big day for Dusty May, who has hit the ground running. Got a well-known last name recruit, and also Michigan spring football game tomorrow at noon at the Big House. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, is standing by on the Meijer guest line. And let's talk about Mr. Pippen coming to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, it's a big one. And, you know, he got involved late with him, and Georgia Tech had been on him for a long time, Florida, Stanford, but made a connection. And what he said was that, man, he and the other coaches, the assistant coaches who have hit the ground running, really were relentless in recruiting him and talking about how he could be an impact player in his first year. And, you know, he's got the pedigree. And that's the interesting thing, that a lot of these guys are late bloomers. And John Beilein used to really live in that zone, right? And go for players whose dads were pros, or he knew that they were still growing and he knew they had great potential. They were from basketball families. Tim Hardaway Jr. obviously was a big one. So, and, you know, Pippen just happens to be one of those guys. So they love his upside. He's 6'3". He's growing. I have a high school coach down here who watched this film for me. He thinks he's a legit top 50 guy who's going to have a chance to play right away. But really shows you the work ethic that Dusty May's putting in here to close on this kid in the first few weeks that he's on campus. And he's relentless, Bill. He's got about a list of 25 guys. He's got all kinds of visitors. And, you know, when there's a dead period, he's on the road visiting donors, trying to collect some cash to be able to pay and compete in this climate, and seems to be working.
Yeah, Justin Pippen out of Chatsworth, Sierra Canyon, has pledged to Michigan. Chris Ballas on TheWolverine.com has that story on TheWolverine.com website, also Twitter, Facebook pages. And in terms of the portal and filling the roster beyond getting a stud class of 2024 guard and Scottie Pippen's kid, Justin Pippen, who else has been added to the roster so far?
Yeah, nobody yet, but they got a couple guys coming back. Will Cheddar, George Washington III is coming back for his sophomore year. So now they've got to go to the portal and really fill out with about seven or eight guys. You got Vlad Golden, who we think is going to be coming. He visited last week, 7-footer who played at Florida Atlantic and averaged 15.7 points per game, 6.9 rebounds. He would be a huge one to build around. Trey Donaldson is in. He's an Auburn transfer. Michigan was in great shape with him. We had a report this morning that another assistant coach at another school told one of our national guys that they got him to cancel his Michigan visit, but turned out to be wishful thinking. He is on campus right now, and Michigan's in a good spot with him. A kid named Reuben Jones from North Texas, a guard who shot 41.6% from three, was an outstanding defender, played in Dusty May's league, is a guy that we're keeping a close eye on. That one could happen at any time. There are just several guys. Roddy Gale from Ohio State's visiting this weekend. He's a guard, and Michigan appears to be in very good shape for him, too. Danny Wolf, a big guy from Yale, who has visited Michigan, has ties here. I think several of his family members went here. I think he's got a couple years remaining. Could be one of those, you know, 20-minute-a-game guys that could play at this level and provide some size. So, but the interesting thing is, right, he's passing on other guys, too, that seem to be good fits, like Connor Asijan from Wisconsin. We thought that one would be a no-brainer. And he said, look, I've got other guard prospects that are a little bit higher, and canceled that trip. So he's doing everything right. He's not just looking for bodies. He's looking for players that fit what he wants to do, understands that he's going to have to adapt and get bigger bodies for the Big Ten. But everything this guy has done has been impressive from the get-go.
All right, I got about 2 minutes before I have to get to a network TO. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. Your quick thoughts on Michigan's spring game tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to see a lot of veterans playing. I think at some positions like safety, for example, Quentin Johnson won't be out there. And it's going to be one of those games where we'll see a little bit of the quarterbacks initially, and then we'll see them go deep into the depth chart probably by the second or third quarter. So, and they're you know what, we aren't going to get a really good idea of how good the offensive line is. There have been guys banged up like Miles Hinton, who's going to be their starting left tackle, and they're going to split them up on both sides. You know, they did a draft. So it'll be interesting, though, to see how Alex Orgy plays. He's the guy that everybody's keeping an eye on. He is inconsistent still. So people we've talked to today said, you know, the portal's still not out of the question there. We're going to keep an eye on the kicking game as well. But a lot of talent still on this team. The defense has been way ahead of the offense, as you would expect. They think they have a championship-level defense, Bill. It's all going to come down to the offense.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Follow Michigan Hoops with Dusty May hitting the ground running, and also the spring game tomorrow at TheWolverine.com. Chris, appreciate the update. Enjoy the spring game.
Anytime. Thanks, Billy.
All right, Chris Ballas checking in. And I do have a reminder from Johnny Brand Sr. and all the Brand Steakhouse and Grills. They have two happy hours every day, 7 days a week, 3 until 6 p.m., 9 until midnight, and all Brand Steakhouse and Grills. For the one close to you, go to brands.com, and also make sure to stop by and you can watch Michigan's spring game tomorrow, Tigers and more. The draft next week at all Brands locations. Brands in Bay City, Brands in Caledonia, Brands in Holland, Johnny Brands in Granville, Johnny Brands on Leonard in downtown GR, also the Brands at 44th and South Division in Wyoming, and you'll find the Brands in Cascade on the east side of GR. 24/7, everything you need is at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.